This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Afternoon Joy with Stephanie, and I've got another lovely special guest in the studio today, Regan, who made her start in the industry at just 17 years old. She was on Australian Idol. Soon after the show, she got signed to a US label to a band called Scarlet Bell with Tamara Jaber and Hayley Aiken. She came back to Australia and was with Tamara Jaber as a duo. And then after that, she began her solo career. She was on X Factor last year, coming fourth as a finalist. She was a very, very popular one on the show last year. And her previous single last year is on our daytime playlist, All of the Pieces. And she's here with her new single, Feels Like Heaven. Welcome to the studio, Regan.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to have you here again.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. It's awesome.
It's second time.
It is. Yeah, I came back here with Scarlet Bell back in the day, 2010 probably.
Wow. Mm. And ever since then, it's completely changed for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this place has changed a little bit too. Yeah. It's really cool. You guys have gotten heaps bigger and it's awesome. You were really supportive back then. And I guess I've kind of come and gone from all different things and in a musical sense. And Here I am again.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about, because you've changed, your musical status has changed from one to completely the other. What made you want to change? I know you had Scarlet Bell and Now you've got your style now. Is this what you originally intended to do?
Well, I guess I could say that a few of the songs that I was doing in Scarlet Bell actually had the vibe that I have now, But they never got released. And all the songs that I thought were going to be released in Scarlet Bell actually ended up being the ones that are underneath the covers that no one's ever heard before. So it's not a huge change of personality or whatever. It's a solo thing for me, so I can really make all the executive decisions when It comes to what sounds I want and what I want released.
Do you feel like you've developed over that, from that time to now, you've completely developed?
Yeah. I find my songwriting is a lot easier to do. But also, I think the most that I've developed is my live performance, because after Scarlet Bell, I became a pub singer for years and years. Yeah. And I loved singing, and I loved like learning how to deal with all different crowds. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes you're singing to like three people's backs and that's it.
I know.
And then sometimes you're singing to like 300 people that just absolutely adore you and are giving you all their attention. So I think that's where I've progressed the most.
So performing in pubs and having those audience reactions, is that what motivated you to get back onto X Factor and be in front of a big crowd and putting yourself out there? What was it?
It wasn't really in my mind to do another reality television series, because I felt like I'd already done so much before, you know, going from Australian Idol when I was 17 to then a Scarlet Bell and then doing X Factor on Scarlet Bell as a guest. Mm-hmm. I always felt like Australia wouldn't accept me as a person coming back onto their TVs, you know. Mm-hmm. But it took some encouragement from other people, because people were suggesting and requesting that I did the show. Mm-hmm. So with a little bit of encouragement from friends and family, I was like, okay, cool. Wow. I just didn't think it would go well, but it went much better than I thought.
How did you get on with the judges in particular? Because they had a bit of banter about you and about your style and, you know, coming back and doing something different. How did those comments make you feel?
Well, getting on with judges, you don't really get too much personal time with judges. They have their own space and the contestants have their own space. I really loved Fu gave me so much time.
He would
send me voice memos that were like sometimes 10 15 minutes long of just like, you know what, I've been thinking about your song and I know what you should do, you know, you gotta imagine that you're doing yoga on a cliff and I think that you'll get it, you know. And I'd be listening to these things like, what are you even talking about? But he was the best. He gave me so much care. And bumping into the judges in the hallways, sometimes you get to have a little chat or whatever, and me and Nat Bass would have a bit of banter here and there.
Yep.
Ronan was always very kind, and they're lovely. They're all pretty nice.
You know, now that you're off it and you're back doing your own thing, I mean, how has it changed now for you? Now you've got a new single and you busy and you're doing a lot of stuff again. How has it changed your life now?
Well, I guess promo is the busiest. I love doing promo. You know, the new single, Feels Like Heaven.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really crazy for me because now it's finally like giving someone like the child that I've been growing, like yeah, these songs yeah, that I've yeah. been writing for such a long time. I'm just so excited to show people what I sound like when I'm actually expressing myself and doing the sounds that I think are cool. So this is it's a super pop song, but I guess the last couple of months for me have still been busy, even though I haven't been doing promo, because writing takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. You know, it's basically sitting in a room and talking about feelings and, you know, getting all that out of the way. But it's also traveling, because you can't just work with producers in one place. You have to go to where they are. So I've been to Sweden and London, and basically I'm in a new state every weekend for gigs or for writing. So it's really fun.
Wow. Mm. Absolutely amazing. And do you find that going to different places gives you different perspectives?
Always,
as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's I guess I always get my inspiration from people and relationships and whatever it is that's like specifically around me. So Sweden and Stockholm had a real definite vibe of personality, and that really shows in the music that you write, I think.
So we're going to listen to your track now, Feels Like Heaven. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
All right, let's play it. Feels Like Heaven, everyone. 'Cause it feels like heaven.
Hi, this is Regan, hanging out with Steph on Joy 94.9.
It's good to be diverse as well and to have all of those experiences into one. I mean, you've changed from, you know, your childhood and all the way to a band and then yourself. And how do you feel? Like, looking back on it all and now you're here, is this, if you were a child, would you have said, this is where I wanted to be all along?
Definitely not. I did not know as a child that what I have been doing the last 10 years is actually possible as a career.
Right.
I didn't know that you could be a cover singer and you know, make enough money to pay rent and get by happily. I didn't know you could be signed to a record label and get by. You know what? I didn't know any of these things, so I never thought that I would be those things. I thought I'd be singing in choirs forever because I loved choir when I was a kid.
Right.
I always find it strange when I'm in a situation where I'm like, wow, it's another year that's gone by and I've just somehow gotten by just doing music, just music, just singing. Yeah. It's just what I do.
It's amazing. Wake up, it's like, oh gosh, it's a dream. And
well, I mean, not every morning I'm like, yes, mornings. some mornings, yeah. I had a moment yesterday, actually. I was doing a in-store in Perth, and there's some in-stores I've done recently and they haven't had too many people come. So when I went into this in-store in Perth, there was a lot of people and they had all come out on this beautiful sunny day to come and listen to me sing my new single. And I had a moment, I was getting escorted by the security through the shopping center back to my little room. And I had a moment where I was just so grateful that people wanted to see me and come from wherever they were from to spend some time with me. And I had one of those little, you know, you have like a happy cry.
Like a fuzzy
thing. Yeah, it was no one saw me. Like I had it in a moment just like by myself, but I just thought it doesn't matter if it's for like three people or if it's for like 600 people, it's still such an honor to be able to sing my music, to have people care about it and want to know what's going on and what I sound like.
And if there was some tips, I know you're so grateful about music and there's a lot of people trying to make it out there, a lot of musicians. And what tips would you give them to have hope? And
you just got to take every opportunity that you've been given.
Okay.
And some opportunities don't seem like opportunities, but they are. Like for me, you know, I started off busking on the street and some lady stopped and was like, do you want to sing at my wedding? And that was opportunity number one to do a cover gig that was going to pay me some money, you know, and that was the beginning of, you know, getting paid for singing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, sometimes I do gigs and they'll only pay me like $150 or something. And I, you know, you think, oh, how am I going to make rent if I'm only getting paid this much. And it's just basically doing as much as you can, working with everyone. I'll work with any producer. If they come up to me and say, you know, I'm a producer, I do this kind of music, I'll absolutely listen to what they do. There's no point rejecting anyone, because everything that's presented to you in your life is an opportunity, and there's such a huge possibility to have a career in music, in any kind of music, as long as you're open to what the world is actually giving you.
And that's what you're saying about like the economic status and everything like that. And would you say that a person, let's just say that they're working 9 to 5 and what they really dream of is doing music, would you just say quit and just take every other opportunity? Like, what would you say to them?
I have said that to people before. Yeah. I have told them to quit their jobs.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's different because I can't speak on behalf of doing original music and getting paid enough, which is unfortunate in a place like Australia. But I can say on behalf of singing and entertaining, you can quit your job and make a living out of it. But it needs to be compromised. If, for instance, doing original music for me, it's an investment. I pay to do original music. Mm-hmm. I don't get paid to do original music.
Yeah,
and that's where the compromise is made. And I could choose between doing a 9 to 5 job to pay for that, or I could choose between doing cover work to pay for that.
Yeah.
And I choose just music, I guess.
Yeah. It's amazing. And you look happy, and it's your birthday coming up.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Is it this weekend?
Yes, 19th. This weekend. Yeah.
Wow. What are you doing?
I am having an epic picnic, and I've started this Facebook group, and I keep on putting up these photos of ridiculous picnics because I really want to have the most amazing picnic.
Is it like high tea or like Alice in Wonderland style or what?
Oh, well, there have been a few Alice in Wonderland pictures, but I think it's just going to be probably bohemian. Yeah.
There's
lots of material and things on the floor and umbrellas, and I'm excited.
Oh, lovely. And your single is out as well. Feels Like Heaven. Amazing.
Feels Like Kevin. Not quite Kevin. Heaven. Sounds like every time I sing it now, I feel like I'm saying Kevin.
Kevin.
Feels Like Kevin. It's so annoying. Like when I sing it live, I'm like, stop thinking Kevin, because you're going to psych yourself out. But yeah, it feels like Heaven. It's a really pop song.
Yep.
It's got acoustic elements. The beginning I always think sounds like Ed Sheeran, and it moves into a kind of Katy Perry vibe. It's weird to mix those two artists, but you'll get what I'm talking about when you hear it.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Good luck with everything. It's such a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
And great to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me.
Regan Derry, everyone.
Hi, this is Regan. You're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.